I am waiting for you to see what you do to me and to stop it.
Running late. I am waiting for you to love me, please. Come and touch me, I'll thank you.
Running late. Desperate running to catch you briefly, to let you see me when I can be wrong.
Count the pennies you give to me, days I dare to say what I'm thinking.
Running late. I hold wonders in dreams and slumbers. I work to want to release them.
Running late. Blazed and blasting, they swear it's lasting to hear the footsteps behind me.
Running late. Desperate running to catch my dream globe. I see my heart in the middle on fire.
Running late.
I've waited my whole life for this day. I've dreamed of this day. I've had every detail planned for years. But I guess there's one little detail I left out. Namely, how to get out of the damn thing.
Francine, what in tarnation do you think you're doing out there on that window ledge, young lady?
I'm thinking!
Thinking? Well, you're doing a pretty lousy job of it. Do you realize our 50 pounds of shrimp cocktail turning into a poison cocktail in here?
Oh, hush. Let me talk to her. Francine, sweetheart, tell Mother, dear. Is something wrong?
Oh, Mom. Dad! I'm falling!
Aha! Gotcha! Get back in here. You are going down that aisle if I have to throw you.
Francine! Look at that awful underwear. What if you get hit by a bus?
Dad, let go of me. Mother, I'm not going to get hit by a bus. I'm too young to die. I'm too young to get married.
Hello, Beaufort. Playing with the ducks again?
Huh?
This is not conduct becoming a bride. Get back in here. This wedding is costing me a bloody fortune, and you are going to go through with it.
But what if he doesn't really love me? What if he ends up living two lives someday, and I'm the boring domestic half?
Then you'll do what we all do to pass the time, dear. Diet, drink, and decorate.
Come on, baby. I'll get you. Drop it right here. Come on. Lots of room.
Oh. Who is that?
That's my duck. I mean, my groom. I mean, ugh. It's hard to think straight while upside down. I'm beginning to think this is all a big mistake. What am I going to do?
Take my hand.
I'm afraid. What if you drop me?
What if I save you?
Okay, everybody pull together. One, two...
Hurry! We're losing her!
Three!
Now!
Francine!
Oh, God. Whew. That sucked.
Morning yoga?
Just pretend you didn't see this.
Let me guess, you had that falling dream.
Big time.
Ugh. Well?
What?
Did you hit bottom?
I think so. Why? Is that bad?
I wouldn't make a habit of it. Looks like it's not too good for your back. But hey, while you're down there...
Oh, shut up!
You better get your butt in gear. We leave in 20 minutes.
Huh? Where are we going?
New York, dingbat! Remember? David... Money... deli sandwiches?
Oh... Listen, Kachu, I don't think I'm gonna go with you guys. I'll stay here.
What? Why?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
Okay.
Hey! Wait a minute! Ugh. That's it? Aren't you the least bit interested in why it doesn't feel right?
Nope. It's the same old crap with you every time, Francine. I don't need to hear it over and over again. If you don't want to go to New York with us, then don't. Just spare me the therapy session, okay?
This is why I'm not going. What you're doing right now!
Doing what, Francine? Getting on with my life? Refusing to ride this stupid swing you have going back and forth with me? You love me. You hate me. You love me. You hate me!
I don't hate you!
You don't know what you think. I'm sick of it, Francine. I'm serious. I'm sick and tired of playing this game with you. Stay home or go with us. I don't care. Just make up your frickin' mind for once in your life. Make a frickin' decision and stand by it. Are you coming or not?
What about David?
What about him?
What are you doing with him?
What you should be doing with me. I can count the number of people who love me on one hand, Francine. I'm not gonna push them away with the other.
I just don't understand. This doesn't make sense.
What?
Well, I mean, here's this guy, and he's the brother of your worst enemy, for crying out loud. The woman tried to kill you. I mean, none of this should work for you. Don't you see?
I see somebody who loves me. I see somebody who'll stand by me no matter what. Somebody who accepts me the way I am and doesn't try to change me. I see somebody who risked his life for me, and I know he'd do it again if he had to. Any of this sound familiar to you? I don't know what else to do with you, Francine. I swear to God, I've given it my best shot, you know? I've stood by you. I have waited for you. I've been careful not to push you, but there is a limit. Do you hear me? There is a line, and you're crossing it. I'm not going to turn my back on somebody who loves me just because it interferes with your fantasy of me.
Do you love him? Well?
I have to go.
Do you love him?
Yes, I love him.
Do you love me?
With all my heart.
How can you be that way? I thought you wanted to be with me.
I'd give my right arm to be with you.
But...
Why can't I have both? Oh my God, Francine! What do you want from me?
I don't know.
Exactly. But you know what? He does. And he's waiting for me. He's been waiting for me. I think I've kept him waiting long enough, don't you?
Casey, hi. What's the matter? Why are you crying? He left you? When? I'm sorry. I know, believe me, I know. I'm kind of expecting a call right now. I haven't, like, taken a shower or anything. Okay. I'm on my way.
You've been listening to episode 2 of Strangers in Paradise, book 8, My Other Life by Terry Moore, adapted by Nicole Tomte. Produced by Chris Honeywell and Nicole Tomte. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra. Additional music provided by Chris Honeywell. The Wedding March by Felix Mendelssohn, arranged by Chris Honeywell. Nicole Tomte was Francine. Vanessa Vanzera was Catchu. Jim Moon was Mr. Peters. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters. David Ellis was Duck Groom. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of our love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through abstractstudiocomics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. Spread the word. You can contact us at 8twinformation@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at twotruefreaks.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.